Keir Starmer has resigned. And I know a lot of people are like, yay, that's great, that's wonderful. Oh, there's going to be change, another one. It's going to be more of the same, but I'll save it for the end. Why did Keir Starmer resign and what could happen next? Sir Keir Starmer has announced his resignation as Labour leader, heralding the end of his time in 10 Downing Street. He has said he will stay on as UK Prime Minister until his successor is in place. Why did Starmer resign? Pressure on the Labour leader had been building for a while amid dire approval ratings for the party generally and him personally. Now, this can usually come as a little internal revolt by the party itself if they're, yeah, they put them in and yeah, they voted them in as Prime Minister, but then if they're looking absolutely abysmal to the public where everybody's like, we fucking hate him, get rid of him, it's the same shit that happened to Hamza Yousaf. Basically, the internal people behind the curtain in the party are like, look, if we keep this guy in, next election, or if there's a snap election, we're getting slaughtered. We are getting absolutely fucked up. So basically, we're going to take him into a little back room and we're going to say to him, hey there, big guy, leave. Like, fucking the point of political parties is they want to do everything they possibly can to stay in charge. Not to help people, no, governments haven't done that for a very, very long time. It's so that they can basically keep skimming money off of taxes. Remember, governments are just middlemen between us and the private companies, except the government pockets like half the fucking money and will let us get the private company service in about 3 years, maybe. Right, so basically, their job is to line their pockets. They don't care about you. They don't care about the population. They definitely don't care about the natives. The government's not there to help you. Right, hasn't been the case for a very, very long time. But they want to make sure that they stay in power, and because his approval rating is absolutely fucking down in the pits, they've basically kicked him out, and they're going to replace him with another guy, this Burnham fella, or Bummum, as people, yeah, everyone called him Keir Stalin or two-tier Keir. This new guy's just called Bummum, Andy Bummum. And everyone's like, oh yeah, there's going to be some change. Not someone, it's another guy for Labour. It's going to be the exact same shit. I'm shooting my load too early. Shooting my load too early. I'll save it for the end. But anyway, his premiership was further destabilised earlier this year after the release of documents by the US Department of Justice reignited a scandal over his decision to make Peter Mandelson his US ambassador. A damaging by-election defeat in February, where Labour lost a formerly safe seat to the Greens after Sir Keir blocked the then Greater Manchester Mayor, Andy Burnham, from standing, turned a series of local and national elections in May into a litmus test of his leadership. The results of those May elections were devastating. Oh yeah, fucking Reform just won almost every single council seat. Like, fucking Labour. Greens made a little tiny bit of gains, but Labour absolutely trounced. They got fucking devastated in the council elections, prompting Wes Streeting to resign as health secretary as well as a clutch of more junior ministers. Sir Keir fought on, but his authority ebbed further when a long simmering row behind the scenes over defence spending prompted Labour stalwart John Healey to resign as defence secretary earlier this month. Andy Burnham's decisive victory at the Makerfield by-election last week, where he successfully held off a challenge from Reform UK, cleared a path for him to return to Westminster and launch a formal leadership bid. After Burnham's election, Sir Keir initially insisted he would contest any leadership challenge, before concluding over the weekend that Labour MPs wanted someone else to lead them in the next general election, which hopefully will be very, very soon. When might a new leader be selected? An official party timetable is yet to be announced, but in his resignation speech, Sir Keir said contenders to replace him would have between 9th and 16th July to garner the necessary support to stand. The party's rulebook says candidates need to be nominated by 81 Labour MPs, as well as either 32 of Labour's 634 local branches, or three organisations affiliated to the party, including two trade unions. If more than one MP clears this threshold, there would be a vote among party members and affiliated trade union supporters to pick a winner before Parliament returns from its summer recess on 1st September. But there are already signs that this may not be required. Burnham has confirmed he will be putting himself forward and is widely regarded as having more than enough support among Labour MPs to get on the ballot. But as yet, no other Labour MP has said they will stand, whilst potential leadership rival Wes Streeting ruled himself out and threw his weight behind Burnham within hours of Sir Keir's resignation. Will anyone else stand? If no other MP throws their hat in the ring, Burnham would automatically become Labour leader, allowing him to enter Downing Street as the UK's new Prime Minister as early as mid-July. Now, please note that no one voted for him. This is an internal vote within the party. Now, you would think that the people's vote gets to decide the Prime Minister, but no, as we've learned many, 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 many times over the last, like, how many? Seven Prime Ministers in 8 years? I believe we've learned that people get who they vote for at first, realize they're terrible, and then the party goes, "Oh, they're terrible. We're going to vote them out, and we're going to put in our guy who's probably been spoken to by certain people." But anyway, the prospect of such a curtailed contest has already led to some calls for Labour MPs for Burnham, who has been out of Westminster for nearly a decade, to set out further details of his blueprint for office. It has also raised questions over how Sir Keir would achieve his stated desire to ensure an orderly handover of power. The Prime Minister had promised to publish the defence spending plan that triggered Healey's resignation before a NATO leader summit on 7th July, but it is unclear whether that plan will now be pushed back yet again. And an EU summit planned for 22nd July, at which Sir Keir had been due to unveil a series of agreements to reset the post-Brexit relationship with Europe, has already been postponed in the wake of Sir Keir's announcement. So there we are, Keir Starmer is out. Now, and basically, we're going to get more of the same. We're going to get this Andy Burnham guy. He's basically loves men in dresses, being in girls' toilets. It's more of the same. It's more of the same again. So everyone's like, "Oh, we're going to get rid of him," and his opinion poll's so low because he's doing all these bad things. So what we're going to do is vote him out and bring in a new guy who's going to do these exact same bad things, right? It's just going to be more of the same, if not fucking worse. However, this is a good sign. I like this. I like this, especially since Labour for pure ages were like, the Tories can't even keep a Prime Minister in for blah, 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 and then fucking the exact same shit. So basically, they've went in and went, "Oh, wow, it's like that, is it? Oh, shit, this is just how things work." Right, there's a thing that I point out all the time, right? See, let's get a little bit hoppy in here and have a little bit of a discussion about democracy and monarchy. Right, now, I've said a few times that I'm not a monarchist, right? However, if I had a choice between democracy and monarchy, I would choose monarchy. Purely because that king is in that position until the end of his life, right? And the person that he is handing his kingdom off to will be his eldest son, right? So he wants to make sure that he is handing his son, someone that he loves and cares for, kings and their eldest sons are like, "This is the man you will be. This is what I will give you, blah, blah, blah. Everything the light touches will be your kingdom. What about that place over there? That's Bradford. Will you never go there?" Right? But basically, the king is, and basically, kings like to make sure that their people are happy. Because if anger builds up for way too fucking long, history has taught us that kings get fucking overthrown. Right? And no king wants to leave a giant pile of shit for his son. "There you go, son. You deal with that. Bye-bye." Like, no king wants to do that. That's your child. You love them. You want to make sure that they have a prosperous kingdom that they'll be inheriting. So it is in your interest and in the interest of your family to pass on something good, which means you care about the future and you want the future to be prosperous and safe and healthy. Right? I'll admit, kings obviously have their massive downsides because eventually you get a fucking lunatic on the fucking throne. Right? But basically, but those ones usually just get a fucking overthrown, right? Unless people are pussies. But basically, they have a vested interest in making sure the country's working well and their son is inheriting a good kingdom. Politicians have no such scruples or needs whatsoever. They don't care. They'll go in, vote for all the shit that their little handlers tell them to vote for, fuck the country up, and then get their big fat pension and then fuck off to work in a think tank for like six figures a year. And that's them. Or they could become the Phantom of the fucking Opera of British politics, like fucking Tony Blair. Right? But basically, I call it the rage reset. Or you can only do like 8 years total, right? That's enough for the rage to build up so much and so much and so much. And then what happens is we have an election. And it's like, "It's okay, everybody calm down. The bad man's gone." And then it's like, "Oh, okay, that's great." And everybody, and settles. And then you get a new person in. And this new person does all the exact same fucking bullshit over and over again. And then their anger starts rising, 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 rising. And then everyone's like, "Oh, it's okay, it's fine. We're voting in a new guy. It's fine." Little rage reset. Right, so if you keep getting the rage reset and everybody keeps getting blueballed, no chance of an uprising. Because don't worry, change has happened. It's definitely not going to be more of the same like we've been dealing with for about, what, 100 fucking years now, right? Basically, it's definitely not going to be more of the same, right? But what happens is it is more of the same. Anger rises, new election, rage reset. Anger rises, new election, rage reset, right? However, the timing of that has changed somewhat. where prime ministers are lasting like a year or fucking 2 weeks in Liz Truss's case, right? Basically, the rage reset isn't working anymore. It's not working. Everyone's like, holy fuck, if these trends continue, we're going to be changing prime ministers all the fucking time. And the reason they have to do that, and the reason prime ministers are having to change all the time, is people, the rage reset isn't working. People are staying angry. People are now being very, very inquisitive and keeping a very close eye on everything the government's doing now, because the government is interfering so much in everybody's lives. So now everybody's watching what the government's doing. The rage reset's not working. It stopped working. People are getting very, very angry very, very quickly, and they're going, shit, we can't wait until the next election. Shit's going to fucking happen. We're even training our police to fucking do riot drills against guys that are dressed up with Union Jacks and all that shit. They know that things are very, very fucking tense, right? So the usual 4 years, 8 years isn't working anymore. It's not working anymore. You're now getting like a year or 2 years out of a prime minister. And I like that. I think that's a great thing. I like the fact that the anger is no longer being reset. I like the fact that people are going, no, we remember everything that you fucking did. Right? No. You don't just get to put on a different fucking skin suit and think that everything's magically going to be okay. Because we're all starting to fucking notice that every time we vote in a new person, or we rage enough and a new person gets put in, we just get more of the same shit. This is interesting. I'm starting to realize that this government thing isn't working in our best interest. So people are getting angry faster, and the rage reset isn't working anymore. What does that mean? Well, let's just wait and see.